This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. And joining us right now on the Rude Guest Hotline, Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. It's our buddy who's been at Commanders training camp covering the team for Sports Illustrated, host of Locked On Commanders, David Harrison. What's up, David?
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
Good. So we just open it up to the callers as I'll be covering training camp. I'll see you out there bright and early tomorrow, way too early, but we'll see you out there tomorrow, Monday and Tuesday, and my coverage on 910 The Fan next week. But we just open up to the callers of what we should be looking for. And one guy asked about Marshawn Lattimore. So I'll ask you, how does Marshawn Lattimore look?
He looks good. He looks comfortable. He looks smooth. He looks aggressive. In phase, like there hasn't been, you know, and there's 22 guys on the practice field every rep, right, every snap. So I can't watch Marshawn alone. But I haven't seen a bad rep out of Marshawn yet. You know what I mean? And that's obviously a good sign. He's moving really well. Says he feels really healthy. And you know, we're not seeing him getting any days with the trainers and all that. And you know, I know a lot of people had some reactions to, you know, three guys getting vet days off on day two. Well, Marshawn wasn't one of them, and we know the team. And if he was still, you know, needing to rehab that hamstring and still having to deal with it and all that stuff, then, you know, he would have been one of those guys. So that's a really good sign moving forward. Obviously, still very early, but, you know, as what you can get through 3 days of practice, you're happy about what you have.
Yeah, and to dive further into that, and I know you're watching everybody out there, and you're not seeing every single rep for Marshawn Lattimore, but here's my take is, he should be markedly better than everybody else out there in the cornerback position. Let's be honest. He's making $16 million, right? I mean, you got Trey Amos, rookie. You got Mikey Sainristil, second-year guy. You got a bunch of journeyman veterans that I'm not sure have been to a Pro Bowl, been multiple Pro Bowls like Marshawn Lattimore. Like, the idea of trading for him was because he could be a stud at the cornerback position. So, like, he should look way better than everyone, right, if he's fully healthy.
I mean, not 3 days in. 3 days in, you're still very early in the install. You're not, you know, you're not unfolding the entire defensive package. You're not out there competing in the sense of like we're game planning against Jaden Daniels. And you know, don't forget, like the interceptions that came yesterday, for example, you know, yeah, Marshawn didn't get one of them, but they were also over the middle, right? That's not where Marshawn is playing, but where the throws are coming on the perimeter that are getting completed for big plays, like that Deebo Samuel touchdown on the first day of practice. You know, that's against Tyler Owens coming out of the slot. That's not on Marshawn's guy. So that's, you know, that's part of the evaluation of a cornerback, right? Like I remember a lot of fans when Marshawn made his debut against the Saints last year, they were disappointed because, you know, no PBUs, no interceptions, no TFLs, no splash plays. Well, the Saints didn't go at him all the entire game. They didn't run on his side. They didn't run at him. They didn't throw at him. They didn't even attempt a single pass over to him. And at one point in time, I was actually talking to some other Saints reporters. we started watching, the Saints quarterbacks weren't even looking to Marshawn. So like the receiver he was on wasn't even part of the progression. So when a corner is just not being tested, that's an A plus for the cornerback, because whether you're winning through technique and performance, you're winning through reputation and the fact that people are scared to test you, then you're winning, you know, regardless. Now, I'm not saying Jaden is scared to test Marshawn Lattimore. In fact, yesterday he actually placed a beautiful ball right between Marshawn, who had trail coverage, and Quan Martin, who had top coverage on Chris Moore. Unfortunately, you know, the ball wasn't completed. The ball hit Chris Moore's hands and he wasn't able to bring in the ball. But I mean, Jaden putting that ball in that place, like that's, there's not a lot of quarterbacks in the NFL that could even put a ball there, but that's an example of where Marshawn and Quan, in this case, are doing everything perfectly. Coverage is perfect. They're both in perfect position. The ball is just more perfect, and, you know, you can't win them all. But, no, I mean, 3 days in, you know, Marshawn not having a pick or anything like that, like, we're not worried about that. He's in phase. He's in coverage. He's doing everything he needs to do to look smooth, clean, and healthy.
You know, I given the fact that we are just a few days into training camp, but who are the three or four corners that you think – can work their way to the top of the depth chart?
I mean, I don't know if there's three or four. I think Jonathan Jones and Trey Amos are your two main competitors for that opposite, you know, job opposite of Marshawn. Mikey's got the slot locked down. I think, you know, Jonathan Jones is pretty, I don't want to say solidified, right? But he looks like the favorite to be, you know, if it's not Trey, it's probably Jonathan Jones. Noah Igbinoghene is certainly getting some reps. And Noah's doing Noah things, right? He's playing physical, playing hard, and sometimes he draws a flag and sometimes he doesn't, but Noah looks good. And some of these young guys are getting opportunities in there with the second, third team rotating in. And, you know, once you get through like the first set of 11 on 11s, it's kind of just a rotational, you know, hodgepodge, some starters, some depth guys and all that stuff. But guys are getting in there. I think the competition really is that job opposite of Marshawn, and then just figuring out the rotation from there if you're Joe Wood Jr.
Yeah, no, Noah was a decent bright spot last year, so we'll see how he works in with that competitive cornerback room for the Commanders. Brian Robinson Jr., massive season for him. Is anything different from what you're seeing? Is there any, like, more focus, more locked in? Is he bigger, stronger, maybe more comfortable in his role here? Anything you've noticed that's different about Brian Robinson Jr. going into this massive season for him?
No, I think Brian is pretty much been Brian. You know, full disclosure, I haven't actually been able to talk to him yet. I haven't done like an interview with him or anything, you know, since training camp started in these first 3 days. But as far as like running on the field, he looks like the same dude. I think the good thing is, right, he looks healthy. He's cutting with confidence. He's hitting holes. You know, granted, there's no tackling and defensive linemen and stuff aren't allowed to try to lay a shoulder into and things like that. But he's running with confidence. And I think that's actually a positive. Like, I think that, you know, I know a lot of people – we get to these contract year conversations and people want somebody, you know, more locked in and all this stuff. But, you know, if you go back to some other conversations, guys who were in contract years and had career seasons, the question then comes up, well, why weren't you like this all along? I think Brian Robinson's focus has always been where it needs to be. I think his effort has always been where it needs to be. You know, again, not to make excuses for people. At the end of the day, it's a production-based business. You got a producer, you're going to be out of it. But, you know, last year, the three injuries to the same leg don't help. The injuries on the O-line certainly don't help. The injury to Austin Ekeler, you know, his rotation mate doesn't help. Just a lot of things kind of stacked against him. I think if Brian, the biggest thing is health, man. If Brian can stay healthy, and unfortunately that's not something he can just absolutely control. He can control probably about 70% of it, but there's about 30% of it that he just can't control on his own. If he can stay healthy, then I think you see, you know, when Brian has been, you know, good, when he's been healthy, we've seen what he's capable of. And what he's capable of is, I think, top 12 back in the NFL, you know, easily. And so right now, he's healthy. If he can stay that way, then I think people will be pleasantly surprised with what he can do.
Yeah, I think the hope is if Brian Robinson Jr. stays healthy, you'll get more explosive 15 to 20-yard runs from him this season with that improved offensive line. And, of course, Laremy Tunsil's at the front and center with that. I've heard there's a lot of excitement about the tight end room, and I was listening to Beltway Football podcast talking about how deep it is. Can you kind of speak on some of the tight ends that you've seen at training camp this year?
Yeah, I mean, look, you have your usual suspects, right? Zach Ertz, Sean Bates doing their thing. Ben Sinnott looks really healthy. He had the non-contact jersey on during OTA's mandatory minicamp coming off that shoulder surgery, but the non-contact jersey's off. He's making plays. He's going down to the ground, you know, getting balls for his quarterbacks, doing great. They let that Colson Yankoff, the special teams contributor last year, who was on the active roster until he got injured, has made some plays, has made some really good moves against defenders coming out of the slot as a detached tight end. And then Tyree Jackson. I mean, Tyree Jackson had a really great day yesterday, especially in teams, scored a touchdown for his unit, you know what I mean, and all that. So, I mean, it's a very deep tight end room. It's going to be hard for this team. I mean, look, you know, I've had this conversation with multiple people. Like, this team is going to cut some really good players, and that's, you know, that's the price you pay to be if you're a good team. And it's a great situation for the Commanders to be in, and tight end room is exactly one of those examples.
Is there anything that you could point to that you'd say, this is my most pleasant surprise, or what was my most pleasant surprise from the first few days of training camp?
I think probably Jordan McGee, and it's not a surprise as in, like, oh, I didn't know this guy could, you know, be good, but just, again, talking about players who are coming off of injuries and how healthy are they, and Jordan is moving, you know, lightning quick, and not only that, but we knew he had, you know, really high football IQ for a rookie linebacker, right? You always put that kind of caveat on the end of it. But this season, despite missing as much time as he did, and, you know, you always get mental reps. Those are great, but everybody will tell you, like, the physical reps always outdo the mental reps 100% of the time. So he didn't get those physical reps last year. But this year, I mean, he's diagnosing. Yesterday, we saw him blow up a screen. It was just a beautiful way that he came from the off-ball position, read the play, diagnosed it, sorted through the trash, avoided every single blocker. I mean, that, like, Bobby Johnson, when they showed that clip on their film review, Bobby Johnson is going to have someone's butt, because there's no way Jordan McGee should have gotten through all that. But the way he navigated through it and just cleanly got in to the receiver, it was just a great, it was like a veteran play from a guy who lost a lot of reps last year. So to see him just kind of be where he is right now is really cool. And then I'll mention Tyler Owens too, man. Like, he is, you know, he admitted to me yesterday in our conversation, he's kind of had a slow start to camp. But then we also talked about the amount of things he's doing. He's playing safety, linebacker, star, slot. Like, he's doing so many things as a second year DB that the progress he is making in all of those avenues, like, you know, most guys just have to focus on one area. He's focusing on all these areas, and he's getting better every day at all of them. So just those two guys, a lot of it because it's mental. I mean, that football IQ is really flashing for both those guys. And once that catches up to the athleticism, I think they got two really good guys that could really contribute for a long time.
Great stuff, man. Looking forward to catching up with you as I'll be at training camp. You can follow more of his coverage of the Commanders training camp, Commanders reporter David Harrison, DHarrison82, Locked On Commanders, and a contributor for WUSA9 Sports. Thanks so much, David.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Thanks to David Harrison from Locked On Commanders for giving his take on what he's seen the first few days at Commanders training camp. I'll be headed there tomorrow. Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, three straight days of training camp coverage for my listeners on 910 The Fan in Richmond. And you can always check that out on the go with the Odyssey app or the best of AWOD Radio. Available for you on your ride home on iTunes, Spotify, or that free Odyssey app. So we got a lot still to come on the show today. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. 32 teams have begun training camp, right? I told you to start the show. You're driving around the DMV. Open your window right now as you're listening to me. Does it smell like football's on the air? Because football's on the air here on 106.7 The Fan. It's all I want to talk about. I'm done with the name change. I'm done with RFK. We'll save that for next season. 32 National Football League teams have begun training camp. 32 teams are working nonstop right now for one common goal: to hoist the Lombardi Trophy as Super Bowl champions. And Washington, the Washington Commanders, are certainly a contender. And I'm 32 years old. I was born December of 1992. For the first time in my lifetime, I feel like I can say that honestly, and I'm not being a homer or a diehard fan, that my team is a contender. That when you make the conference championship game, it's not a fluke. That when you make it to the playoffs and you win two games in the postseason, it's not a fluke. You're a legit contender. Especially when you bring the band back. The quarterback, the coaching staff. You're legit contenders. Not every team can say that. And not every team, in my mind, has a chance to win the Super Bowl this season, right? I mean, you look at the Tennessee Titans. Come on now, really? With a rookie quarterback? Now, you probably could have said that about Jaden last year, but they have no weapons around him in Tennessee. I'm not excited for them this season, right? And Vegas, I don't think, is going to be that good this year. I don't think it's going to work with Geno Smith. Maybe that's just my opinion. Even though I am a huge Pete Carroll believer, I don't believe in the quarterback that he brought with him. And so 32 teams are beginning training camps, but I don't think 32 teams are Super Bowl contenders, and I don't think 32 teams even have a shot to win the Super Bowl. So I wanted to go through AWOD's list right here, all right? Washington versus 31 teams for one common goal. I disagree. I'm going to go around the National Football League with training camps fully underway and decide just how many teams I believe can win the Super Bowl this season. If you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067. Who's on AWOD's list of got a shot to win it all or no chance to dance? We'll start in the AFC West, and I don't believe the New York Jets can win the Super Bowl. Ben, that's not happening. Not this year. Not with Justin Fields already injured there at training camp. I don't even think Aaron Glenn's that great of a coach that he should have gotten this job. It really doesn't make sense to me why the Jets went from Robert Saleh, great defensive mind, who has actually advanced to a Super Bowl, and then replace him with Aaron Glenn, good defensive mind, who hasn't advanced to a Super Bowl. In fact, his Detroit Lions defense got worked by the Commanders last year. Jets have no shot. Patriots have no chance to dance. I believe in Mike Vrabel to get that team back to 500, to make them respectable. But it's not going to happen in terms of competing for a Super Bowl this year. There's still a lot of work to be done for them. And Drake May didn't get the opportunity that Jaden Daniels got last year. This is going to be more like his rookie season. Patriots have no shot. Miami needs Tua to stay healthy and play 17 games. Check when was the last time that happened. I just don't believe in the Dolphins this year at all. Now, Buffalo can win a Super Bowl. So, Ben, that's your first team right here. Buffalo can win a Super Bowl. Move over to the AFC North. And I'm like the only one that is saying this, but I think the Steelers can win a Super Bowl because Aaron Rodgers has done that. DK Metcalf is a superstar. I mean, I've always said that he is my prototypical wide receiver. If I was building one in Madden, I'd make him look like DK Metcalf. If I was building one to, look like myself, they wouldn't be able to do anything. DK Metcalf's got the most incredible body maybe in NFL history. He's up there with, like, Terrell Owens. The guy is just solid rock. He's fast as hell, and he's got Aaron Rodgers with a great arm throwing in the ball. And I believe in the Pittsburgh defense. So I'm here to say the Steelers are all in. All in, and Mike Tomlin's never won, less than 10 games? He's always been above 500? They have a chance to win the Super Bowl. Cleveland does not. Cincinnati is a tough one here to say because based off of last season, I would say no. And I told my audience I would have fired Zach Taylor, and I would have tried to hire Bill Belichick. They brought back Zach Taylor. They got the contract situations figured out with the offensive side guys, but not Trey Hendrickson. And I feel like until that deal's done with Trey Hendrickson, I can't say the Bengals can win a Super Bowl. But Joe Burrow's the only guy that's beaten Patrick Mahomes in a championship game, right? So, I'm going to say the Cincinnati Bengals can win a Super Bowl. That's team number three. Team number four, it's in our backyard up in Baltimore, M&T Bank Stadium. The Ravens can absolutely win the Super Bowl this year. I'm glad we don't have them on the schedule again because I think they are going to be very good offensively, and they'll be good enough defensively to possibly win it all. So Ravens are my next team. That's four. AFC South, I don't believe in the Titans. AFC South, Grant Paulson loves to tell people I look like Liam Cohen. I want to believe in Liam Cohen. I'm not a big Travis Hunter fan. I kind of told everybody that, so I have to stick with that opinion for now. Jacksonville's not winning the Super Bowl. Indianapolis doesn't have a quarterback. You don't have a quarterback, you can't win the Super Bowl. The Houston Texans have taken a big enough step forward with this new regime here with the head coach and what he's building defensively, and they have a quarterback on the offensive side of the ball. Can they stay healthy? I think they might have surprised some people if they had their starting wide receivers in the postseason, so I'm going to say yes, Houston Texans can win a Super Bowl this season. That's five. AFC West, Chargers. I think you have to say yes because the Chargers have what it takes in terms of the boxes. They have a good coach. They have a good quarterback. Do they have enough skill players? We'll find out this season. Ladd McConkey's going to have to take a step forward. Mike Williams was signed and then retired. So I'm going to say yes for the Chargers, no for the Raiders. I think you have to say yes for the Broncos because it's like Washington where, hey, this coach came in, he got himself a young quarterback, they won 10 games, they made it to the playoffs. You have to say yes for the Denver Broncos. And then Chiefs make it eight right there in the AFC. Eight teams out of 16 in the AFC that I believe can win a Super Bowl this season. We'll go to the NFC West, and the Seattle Seahawks are a no for me, dog. That's a no for me, dog. That is a move that I'm still questioning. You overpaid Sam Darnold. You massively overpaid Sam Darnold. I don't think he's going to win more than 10 games for you this season. I don't think you've replaced DK Metcalf. Is Drab listening? I think they got the wrong head coach in Seattle. Don't think it's going to work out for him. I'm going to say no, Seattle. I think you have to say no, San Francisco, because I don't know what's going on there. The Debo's gone. Juwan Jennings was asking for a trade. I don't believe in Brock Purdy. I'm going to say no to the Niners, but I'll say yes to the Rams. That's team nine. Haven't seen enough from Arizona to say the Cardinals can win a Super Bowl. NFC South, I believe in the Bucs. I actually believe Washington kind of got lucky to beat them. I think they are awesome defensively, and Baker Mayfield does not get enough credit. He was a top 10 quarterback, maybe a top five when you look at his stats last year, touchdowns to interceptions, the yards. I mean, he was really good. If he hadn't fumbled the ball, they might have beaten the Commanders. And if they had beaten the Commanders, they might have beaten the Lions. right? So I think the Bucks can win a Super Bowl. That'd be Team 10. New Orleans, no. Carolina, no chance. Atlanta, no, I haven't seen enough to say that they can win a Super Bowl. NFC North, Bears, no. Now, this is the interesting thing. Vikings, you have to say yes because they won 14 games, but it's a brand-new quarterback, J.J. McCarthy. I wasn't even that excited for him when he was drafted out of Michigan, but 14 games, I'm not going to be the idiot that says no. So I'll say yes, Vikings. I'll say no, Packers, but I'll say yes, Lions. And then NFC East, I want to believe that all four teams every single year can win a Super Bowl, but I'll say no to Dallas, no to New York. Yes to the Eagles, and yes to the Commanders. So, Ben, if you're listening, I believe that's 13 teams I've listed here. 13 teams out of 32, I believe, can win a Super Bowl. So maybe it's Washington versus 12 others to go get that Lombardi trophy. Phone lines are open if you want to chime in. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. Which side of the ball should look better this season for the Washington Commanders? To me, it should be the defensive side of the ball because Dan Quinn has another year to really drive home his schemes and what he's expecting from the defensive side of the ball. Your thoughts on the defense and their improvements this season next here on AWOD Radio. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980. Always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Download it today for free. Anywhere you get your apps at, it's AUDACY. Gives you the ability to pause the show, run some errands, rewind, then pick up right where you left off. You can rewind back to 9 a.m. to hear the start of this show today. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. Tweet us your thoughts at A-Wide Radio or at 1067 The Fan. LifeWave tweets me, A-Wad, DK Metcalf, built like Tarzan, plays like Jane, doesn't run the full route tree. That made me laugh. Kevin tweets me, A-Wad, Steelers in the playoffs? You are crazy. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to line one. We've got Sean in Falls Church. What's up, Sean?
How we doing? Thanks, A-Rod. Appreciate it.
Yeah. What did you want to chime in about today?
I'm thinking just about the teams that can compete for a Super Bowl. I like the list. I think that we can even narrow it down. It's like I like these teams to make playoffs. Like I like the Texans. I like the Bucks. I like the, you know, the Packers, the Vikings. I like these teams, but do I think that they can bump up to, you know, these championship games, these Super Bowls? Maybe not. I think that that's kind of where, like, I would draw even a harsher line on some of these teams, like the Chargers. I like Harbaugh. I like that defense, but I don't know if I can put Herbert into that kind of like pushing a team to a championship. You know, your perennials, of course. You've got your Bills. You've got your Chiefs. You've got your Eagles. You've got your, you know, Commanders. I'm going to put them up there just by virtue of what they did last year. And your Lions, even with losing, you know, both of their coordinators, I still think that they compete. But yeah, no, I don't like either AFC or NFC South, just for a myriad of reasons, but mostly because I think that they don't compete against good teams enough because they compete against each other.
Okay, Sean, so let's recap for everyone and go through, and then you'll tell me your picks here. So I went through every single team. 32 teams have begun training camp. I came up with 13 teams that I believe can contend to win a Super Bowl this season. Washington versus 12 others going for that Lombardi trophy, and I truly believe for the first time in my life that we belong in the contending conversation. And Sean has called in and said, we can narrow that list down even further, and I kind of tend to agree with you here. So what would be your list of teams that can actually win the whole thing? Not win a playoff game, not have a good season, but win the whole thing.
Win the whole thing. I, as much as I love the offense in Cincinnati, I think we can take them off the list purely by virtue of their coach and the uncertainty when it comes to their defense. I do actually agree with you on the Steelers. I think that they're all in, and I think that this is, if they don't do it this year, it's probably not going to happen for another 5-10. I do think the Ravens are in there. I think the Bills are in there. I think the Eagles, the Commanders, the Chiefs, the Rams,
got to throw Detroit in there, right?
Oh, of course, yeah. I'll throw in Detroit. And really, I think going back to J.J. McCarthy in Minnesota, I think that kind of limits them. I don't know if that's what's going to push them over the edge. And then I like Green Bay, but Matt LaFleur has never shown me that he can truly push a team over the top. And I think that's why I take him off the list.
I appreciate the call, man. I like what you're saying here. I mean, at least we're on the same page that this is the first time we could talk about Washington being in this list. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. That's 1-800-636-1067. Talking about teams that have a legit shot of winning the Super Bowl this year and Washington belonging on that list. I mean, I would love for the Commanders to win the NFC East this year and to have that home playoff game. And, you know, we had so much success last season. All of a sudden, the fan base is alive and well, right? Guys like my dad, who hadn't worn the Redskins colors in a long time, so sick and tired of Dan Snyder, you know, had stuff in the back of their closets. We're all bringing it back out. It's cool to wear the burgundy and gold once again. It's even starting to be cool to wear Commander stuff. Now, I hate the name. Told you I didn't want to talk about it. But this team actually has a chance to win. And so it's awesome. It's getting me so fired up for this season. And NFC East, though, can we overtake the Eagles and win the division? I think that's going to be tough. But even if we don't win the division, I still think we are contenders. We'll just would have to go maybe through Philly, through the link to get to the Super Bowl. If you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Kevin in Richmond. Kevin, you're on the fan.
Hey, Adam, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, what did you want to talk about in terms of this topic here, teams that can win a Super Bowl?
Yeah, no, I think you bring up a good point, you know, just going through both the NFC and the AFC. I think in reality, though, that the AFC probably has more teams that can really win the Super Bowl. I think that's, you know, your Chiefs, your Bills, your Ravens. I'll even give you your Bengals. I think Joe Burrow is such an amazing wild card that in a year it's a shot. But I think in the NFC it really is like three teams. It's probably the Eagles, the Rams, and I'll throw in the Manders. I really do think that we're in the top three, and I think it's way more of a crowded field in the AFC than it really is in the NFC.
Well, I think you're leaving off two pretty big teams here. The Detroit Lions, I would argue that toe-to-toe with you all day, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Like, why does everybody hate Baker Mayfield? Why does everybody sleep on the Bucs every single year? Well, first off, let's just say that's their damn division. They own the NFC South. They own the Falcons. They own the Panthers. They own the Saints. I don't like defending the Bucs. I don't like defending Baker Mayfield. But let Baker cook. If he has 4,500 yards, 41 touchdowns, just 16 interceptions, they can win the Super Bowl.
I disagree. I think he's more so like a stat patter. I think he's amazing during the regular season, but I think his true colors kind of show in the playoffs. I mean, I guess he had that one playoff win with the Browns, like, what, 4 years ago? But I just don't really see him as a real deep threat. I think he's like a Pro Bowl quarterback, maybe top 15. But when it comes to, like, you know, end of the game, you know, highest moments, I don't really think Baker has ever shown that. And to the Lions argument, I think they lost both of their coordinators. And people, you know, aren't really going to see how much of an effect that's going to have until, like, maybe middle of the season or whatnot. But I'm fearful for a team to go that far with just, like, a completely new system and on both sides. I'm just worried more so of the Lions.
I mean, look, I would love for the Lions to take a step back. And I've circled that game on my calendar as a game that I cannot wait for it, because I feel like Lions fans are claiming that they were injured. Who cares that they had home field advantage? They were injured. Well, I can't wait for November 9th when they come to Northwest Stadium for a 425 game. But you're telling me a 15-win team from a year before isn't a contender this year? Come on.
I mean, I guess maybe a contender to go to the Super Bowl, but you're asking who can win it, you know? And I'm just telling you what I think of it when I talk about, like, championship winning teams from what I saw a year ago. I mean, yeah, the Lions were hurt very much so, but they were at home and they blew it, you know, in the biggest chance, and they did that the year before, you know. And I'm not saying we went to the Super Bowl, but I just feel like with this young kid Jaden, like, he's already shown so many tests that, in my opinion, not even as a homer, based off of what we see, we have probably the best quarterback in the NFC. I put my money on him over the Lions.
Yeah, no, good call. I love the confidence in D.C. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on D.C. Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980, and always available on the go with the Odyssey app. Adam Epstein, you're listening to AWOD Radio here on D.C. Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980 and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. We got you covered with the most Commanders talk in town. You got the sports junkies in the morning. B. Mitch and Finley. Nobody's more of an insider than a former player and a guy who's always at training camp and doing work for NBC4 and J.P. Finley. Love the great stuff that they bring. And in the afternoon, Grant Paulson and Danny Ruye drive you home. And so I'm always locked in to 106.7 The Fan to find out the latest with the Washington Commanders. And I will be reporting live from training camp Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. And you can hear me talk about it on 910 The Fan in Richmond on the Odyssey app, 12 to 3 p.m., Monday through Friday. So we were just talking about who can win the Super Bowl this year, can win the Super Bowl. 32 NFL teams began their activities, training camps around the league underway, working towards one common goal, trying to lift that Lombardi trophy, right? My list is Washington plus 12 other teams who I believe can check all the boxes, have what it takes to contend, and maybe win it all. That's my list. Ben, let's go behind the glass real quick here. So I narrowed it down to 12 plus Washington. We had a few callers that said you can maybe narrow it down even further. How many teams are on your list can legit win the Super Bowl this year?
Hmm.
So I've thought about this quite a bit, and yesterday Grant and Linnell actually did a very similar segment. And
great,
I kind
minds
of
think alike.
Yeah, and I agreed with a lot of what they had to say as well. I would say there's about 7 or 8 teams in my opinion. So out of the AFC, the easiest choice, the Chiefs, Bills, Ravens, you'll throw into the mix right there, of course. The Bengals are interesting because Burrow, I think, is just so damn good that it's hard to keep them off the list. I don't know how much better they'll be defensively this year. I do think it was kind of fluke that they missed the postseason last year, but will they have a good enough all-around defense to win a Super Bowl? I don't know. I think they're too talented offensively to miss the playoffs again. So those teams obviously stick out for the AFC right away for me. In the NFC, the Commanders I'm throwing into the mix, of course, Philadelphia. I think the Los Angeles Rams are sneaky this year. I think they've made a lot of good moves on the offensive and defensive line this past offseason. They got Matt Stafford kind of in his final couple of years, but you're never going to see an unsuccessful offensive season for a team that's led by Stafford and the head coach Sean McVay. I feel like that's just a duo that is going to keep you above water for the regular season. They'll be a tough team to beat week in, week out. And where else was I going with this year?
I mean,
I
like
Detroit.
Tampa Bay in there as well, and Detroit's one of the most obvious ones, I feel like, because of the 15 wins. And for the most part, everyone agreed with us putting the Commanders on this list, right? I mean, if you disagree about the Commanders, 1-800-636-1067, what they did last year, the fact that they brought back the coaching staff, Jaden will take a step forward, the aggressive moves, trading for Deebo, Laremy Tunsil, hopefully they hit on the draft. A big part of this team taking a step forward, I keep saying, is the year two guys developing. It's not just Jaden, Brandon Coleman, Luke McCaffrey, Ben Sennett. But most of us agree that Washington, you know, is the legit contender going into this season. Not everybody agrees. We found some audio of one radio host who disagrees. This is Carrington Harrison of the Carrington Experience. Let's take a listen.
They won 12 games last year. These were the wins. Giants, Bengals, Arizona, Cleveland, Carolina, Chicago, the Giants again, the Titans, their first 8 wins. None of these teams made the postseason. Tennessee, New Orleans, Philadelphia, Atlanta, Dallas, out of their 12 wins, one of those games was against a team that made the playoffs last year, and that was a game in which their starting quarterback got hurt in the first quarter. Yes, they got hot in the postseason. They had a good run. I'm okay. I'm with you. I mean, I want to cheer for the Commanders. I really do. I mean, this has prime regression written all over it. Like, it's staring us right in the face. I don't know how I'm the only one that sees it.
You know, just wind me up and let me go, Ben. Carrington Harrison, C.Harrison on Twitter. Tell him AWOD disagrees. Everybody in the AWOD army, tweet him your thoughts right now. C.Harrison. I mean, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Has he ever heard of the old saying, you only play the games on your schedule? And the one win that he's talking about? Against the Super Bowl champions. Against the Super Bowl champions. The champions of the National Football League. The Super Bowl champions. Oh, they didn't play anybody good. We beat the Super Bowl champions. That's the end of the story right there. That's the end of the story right there. Right? I mean, you only play the games on your schedule. And yeah, that schedule included the Cincinnati Bengals, who for years have been a really good team with Joe Burrow. They had their kind of one step back year here, but that was one of the games of the season. And offensively, Cincinnati was top 10. They scored 33 points. We scored 38 and didn't even punt the ball. And then turned around and beat Arizona 42-14. And then turned around and whooped on the Browns at home 34-13. And barely even punted the ball. Like, this was a historic offense last season. Historic offense last season. And regression is staring us right in the face? I mean, put some damn respect on Jaden Daniels, the rookie of the year. The rookie of the year in the National Football League. This team is building something here, and that just pissed me off so much. It's like he didn't watch the games last year, honestly. It's like he's just thrown out there. Oh yeah, let's look at who was in the playoffs. Well, Washington. Well, isn't that Dan Snyder's team? Right? Isn't that Dan? Is Ron Rivera like? He's not paying attention. You're not watching. We just had a whole successful season here, a whole 12-win season, and then two more in the postseason. Like, here's what I will say. All right, what Washington and the regulars did in the regular season, you could have called it a fluke if we lost that Bucks game. All right. I would not be sitting here today telling you we're legit contenders if we lost to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But we won that game. We went to Tampa, and we won that game. And then we turned around and went to Detroit and beat a 15-win Detroit Lions team. And that wasn't good enough. That wasn't good enough for you. Even though every single radio host around the country that's not in the DMV was picking the Detroit Lions, and not just picking them, saying that they were going to blitz us, knock Jaden on his ass, and that the offense was going to be too much for our lousy, overrated defense to handle, right? All the talk was Detroit's going to put 50 on the Commanders, and that they were going to host their first-ever conference championship game, right? That was all the talk. That was all the talk around the country. And we scored 45 points, and we made Jared Goff look like a guy that's not even a top-10 quarterback, and I feel like we beat the Lions' ass so bad that there was part of that fan base that probably wanted to draft a new quarterback. And there was probably part of the fan base that was happy to see Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn go just because of how bad they were embarrassed at home on national television. Like, what Washington did in the regular season, you could have called a fluke. There's nothing about the postseason that's ever been fluky, in my mind. That is where the best of the best come to play. That is where you see a team excel because they were supposed to, because they were that damn good. It's the National Football League, you don't luck into winning a playoff game in the NFL. It just doesn't happen. You have to be in the postseason, I would say like 8 out of 10 times, the better team wins, the better team advances. And the Eagles were better than Washington, and they deserved to get to the Super Bowl, and they proved they were better than the Kansas City Chiefs. I even thought Washington played better than the Chiefs against Philly. And I thought the Rams played better than Washington against Philly. The better team wins in the postseason. And Washington proved that they were the better team. And honestly, we could have been a 15-win regular season team. If we played anybody else other than Tampa week one, I think we would have won that game. But Tampa was rolling. They had came off of a season in which they made the playoffs and won a game. They brought back Baker and Mike Evans and the offensive weapons there, and they scored 37 on a defense that was still Ron Rivera's boys, right? I mean, we had, like, Benjamin St. Juice playing meaningful snaps in that game, right? Then we lose by 7 to the Ravens, 1 to the Steelers, 8 to the Eagles. Like, those are 3 games there we could have won, and then we could have been the 15-win regular season team here. Like, it just pisses me off because I feel like that's just a generic take. Oh, it's Washington. Oh, they haven't been good since the 90s. Yeah, well, maybe you haven't been paying attention for 365 days, for a full 12 months here, because this is a different Commanders team. First off, ownership is different. They're committed to bringing an awesome locker room so the players can come in every day, look good, feel good, play good, they pay good. And Terry McLaurin will get paid before the start of the regular season. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. Or just tweet Carrington your thoughts. C.Harrison, at C.Harrison, the Carrington Experience, which you can hear on the Odyssey platform. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.